Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, you and Jerry got on me. Yeah, last night was an off night. And the Sandman happened to be in off night for the Mets, I should say. The Sandman happened to be in town. And I don't miss an Adam Sandler concert. And my wife couldn't go. She's got Sammy. Not at the babysitter stage yet. Although, by the way, we are looking into that. $35 an hour.
No, that shouldn't be that much. There's no way $35 an hour. That's ridiculous. Should be 20.
20? That's a big difference.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You better get takeout.
30. I'm like, wait a second. 35 an hour?
No, that's like tough. You don't pay 35 an hour, do you, Hoff? 35 an hour?
I've heard
that's crazy for a babysitter.
You pay
you
for
a lot of money. I don't know. I don't think it's 35.
We've never once paid 35 bucks an hour.
We've never had a babysitter before.
Yeah, it's a big step.
We now, like, my wife's doing the teacher, so she wants to be a parent teacher, whatever. Is that what it's called?
Helping out with the class
Mom, whatever it may be. I'm like, God bless you. Like, all right, want nothing to do with that. But anyway, so, like, she may need, on occasion, somebody to watch Sammy for an hour or so. And then I'm thinking, all right, well, if we could start working a babysitter into the conversation, like, maybe we
get your life back.
Yeah, maybe. We tried to go out to dinner last Saturday night. I say we tried. We went. It took us basically longer to get there and get home than the actual meal. Now, they were serving us quickly, which was, like, ridiculous. But, you know, Sammy's starting to fidget. The place didn't have any Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So now she doesn't want to be there.
Didn't have any Wi-Fi? Where'd you go, Montana?
No, we went actually to a place in Montclair. It was actually a nice place. But it was more like a vibey place. Like, it's a date place you want to go with your wife.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And we're there with our four-year-old.
Yeah.
We probably look like outcasts in the middle of the place because everybody else is there on a big date night or celebrating an anniversary. It's like a sushi/steakhouse. Really nice place. But it wasn't any fun for either of us. Sammy's crawling on my wife. Then she comes and crawls on me. She's playing with the chopsticks, nearly poking her eye out. And if you take it away, anyway, point is, need a babysitter.
It sounds like some scene.
Yeah, but then I'm doing the math on a
babysitter. What time did you go, by the way? Hold on. What time did you go?
Dude, I don't remember the...
About.
6:30.
Right, so it's not full-fledged date night yet. It's still a little bit early.
Here's what I remember. Yeah. And this is what really ruined the night. We're driving there. The Mets have a 1-0 lead. I'm listening to the game in the car.
Mm.
Soto hits his 40th homer.
Make it 2-0.
Yeah, and I'm like,
it'd be a good dinner.
Like, what happened? Like, my wife, the game is on. She could hear it. What happened? I'm like, Soto hit a homer. Oh, is that good? Yeah, it's good. Just be quiet. Just try to listen to the game. Then we get to Montclair, and it's like, I mean, dude, going out in Montclair on Saturday night.
It's busy. You get good luck getting a parking spot. And
it's like the city.
Yeah.
We have the valet park so we can get to the reservation on that. So it was 6:30. And then I'm trying to check the phone so much so that the Wi-Fi is like acting up and I can't see. We get in there with the 2-0 lead after the Soto homer. Before I could sit down, it's 2-1. I'm like, here we go. These bleepers are going to blow it again. 2-2. And now I'm pissed off.
Sammy, put the chopstick down.
Yeah. My wife's aggravated because she's sitting on the bench side of the seat with Sammy crawling up on her. Now she's aggravated. I'm like, you could change your mood. Like, you can't change her. She's a four-year-old. I said this to her. But you can change your attitude. And then she volleys back to me because I'm slamming the phone after the damn Mets blew the 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you could change your attitude too, not getting upset by the stupid Mets and the score.
Good God.
Yeah. One night out, this is exactly how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, So we got through that night, whatever. And I'm thinking about the $35. You know, we didn't use the babysitter then, but even if you do the math, dude, it's not worth it. Between the dinner, the cost.
That's $500 a night.
So exactly. So last night, I went to the Adam Sandler concert by myself. And I don't think that's a big deal. Jerry was making fun of me. You were making fun of me. I bought a seat. It was actually cheaper to buy one seat than it was to buy two together.
Where'd you sit?
On the floor.
Good spot,
I go see the Sandman, I'm going on the floor. I want to be in the back of one of those selfies out. He did have Kevin James, that fake Met fan out there. Saw him a little bit.
King of Queens.
Rob Schneider was great. Kevin Nealon had some bit parts.
The usual crew.
The Sandman is such a, it's such a fun night and easy feel.
There's no false pretense. There's a phony bone in his body.
It's just, he exactly.
You know
he
what I mean? Just good humor.
To,
yep.
Everybody to get along and just have some fun for a couple hours. And that's what it was. You know who else I saw?
No.
Jeff McNeil was there.
Oh, was he?
McNeil also. I'm trying to have an off night to get away from the
Mets.
Sat
with
Jeff. I got to Jeff McNeil.
Did you sit with him?
No. I saw him.
So now you get there. Yeah, it's I commend you for doing it.
It's the garden.
I hear you.
I got off of work. I took the subway.
I get it. I get it. You know, I've never done that. Have you ever gone to a movie by yourself?
All the time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Really?
You've never been?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Movies even better. A movie's like, I will admit that I missed not having somebody there. But my circumstance, like, the tickets were, you know, priced to a point where you're not going to ask her, hey, you want to go to the Sandler thing? And then everybody's going to pay $300 to go.
Yeah, is that what they banged you out for, three?
I ended up paying like $280 all in.
Okay.
Fees and all that stuff. But I had a very good seat. If I got that same seat, let's say Hoff and I were going, you're talking about easy $350, maybe $300 more. Like, it's just, and not everybody wants to go. So if I wanted to go, I had to go by myself, which is why I did it. A movie, though, is different because you're basically at the movie by yourself anyway. You're not talking during the movie. I love going to the movies by
myself. So how long was the set? Like, how he was up there for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, about 2 hours.
And it's just all jokes, stories? I mean,
he encompasses joke telling and songs.
A little music, too.
Yeah, even if it's a quick, like, 30-second, maybe even 10, 15-second song joke. And then other songs, like he did the Chris Farley song.
He is brilliant. He's brilliant.
It was just such a... I've seen him multiple times. I love him so
much. Well, I was going to say, okay, so you've seen him 5 times, 6 times?
No, actually...
Didn't you take your mom to one?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so...
I dressed up like the wedding singer for that one.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the last... I think that was the last time I saw him at UBS. I don't know how many times he's gone on tour. He was supposed to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Perform in 2020, but it got canceled. That was the first time I was going to go see him live. The pandemic washed it out.
Okay.
Then he came back at UBS in 2022. I went to see him.
And that was the first one that you saw him?
Yes, and then this one here.
Oh, I was curious if you saw him like a while ago, like how he's holding up compared to his old acts. Like I always look like, you know, Billy Joel now versus Billy Joel back in the day. Not that Adam's as old as Billy. But if there was any decline or if he's gotten better.
Yeah, I've never seen the straight stand-up from him years ago.
Yeah.
But after his Netflix special, 100% Fresh or whatever it was called, That was like, I was like, wow, this was awesome. And more like a concert because of the music and not just quote unquote stand up. But yeah, I mean, dude, I once went on vacation by myself to the Bahamas.
You told me that you did go. Oh, yeah. That was after.
I was dealing with a breakup.
That was after a breakup.
I didn't want to go by myself. I did ask other people to come. It just didn't happen.
Wait, was this Bermuda? Where'd you go again?
Yeah, Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Paradise Island.
And you brought books, you said.
I read like 2 books.
And you were there for how long?
Like 5 nights, maybe.
And nothing?
Nothing.
See, that's the part that gets me. It's one thing to go by yourself.
Ice cream was the only dessert I had. Yeah. I was trying, dude.
You were trying, not a lack of effort?
The setting did not.
Should have gone to a singles club. Like, they got those, you know, those, what do they call those things?
I don't know. But so you
brothels?
You have an issue with that, going to the concert by yourself?
I had to do it recently. I went to Deftones by myself.
The Deftones is good.
That's right.
Why are you laughing at that?
I know, it's funny because the Deftones. Like,
yeah, I know.
At least I went to see Sandler. Come on.
Well, the Deftones are my favorite band. I mean, I would go to Europe to go, and I've done it before. I've gone to Europe to see the Deftones play. I love that band that much.
So I guess if you want it bad enough, and by the way, Evan was there. He took his wife. He got 2 freebies. I paid for mine like a real Sandman fan.
Yeah.
Evan goes on the arm. He gets 2 freebies. He goes sits in a suite, whatever it may be.
That means he's free for the next 2 months because he's going to be at every Met game.
Yeah. I'm spending $300 on the ticket.
More like 2 weeks, by the way.
Well, you hope. He's not a dummy. Let me take you to the concert. Now I'm good. I'm going to every game anyway.
$200 on merch. Man. All right. 888. Should we break here or get to a call? We got Baldino coming up. You want to break or call?
Yeah, get a call.
888-808-1019. The number to call. Bruce is in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Bruce.
How you doing today, guys?
Good.
Listen, I really enjoyed the Giant game last week. Big improvement. But when is this guy going to finally get us some wins? I mean, don't forget, Dable has presided over the worst years of Giant football I ever saw. Now the schedule is too hard. Andrew Thomas never plays. When are we going to get some wins? When is this guy? It's time for this guy to either win or get off the pot. I mean, you know, it's just like, there's always an excuse, and his in-game play calling stinks. I mean, when the Giants had the ball on the 1-yard line against Washington, instead of running it in with Tracy, Dable has to get cues and try
But they can't run the football, Bruce, and thank you for the call. That's an issue. That's something that I want to see more of. I want to see them run the football consistently. So far, it's been a little gimmicky with Jackson Dart coming in there, handing off to Scadaboo. That was a big run that they had, obviously, on the day. Not enough consistency for me, BT, running the football. By the way, we have any idea about Thomas? Like, is it just, let's assume
it's
he's going to be out forever?
I remember when it caught you and I both off guard, like, oh, he's going to hope to practice Friday before the Commanders game. I'm like, what? Hope to practice? I thought for sure he was going to play. Listen, the reality of Dable as the Giants coach, you take Wink out of the equation, he's had no success.
Yeah, I know.
He really has not had any success without Wink Martindale.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make it all about Wink, but
neither am I, but that's the reality of his tenure
correct.
So far.
I can't argue that at least the defense helped carry them to where Dable was conservative offense, run the football primarily with Barkley and Daniel Jones. They had success to a point where he got them to the playoffs. Even though we all know that they were significantly overmatched, they still found a way to have some wins. It's been anything but since then. It's been a total regression. Dude, you, like the caller said, okay, well, when are they going to win some games? I mean, they had a winnable game there. They really should have won that game. Even with a win, you can at least say, all right, yeah, they were sloppy and they did some dumb things, but they won the game. Learn from winning. That is something they have not been able to get away with. They haven't been able to learn from winning. They lose the majority of their games.
Well, and they haven't learned from losing.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you talk about, well, there's a lesson to be had from losing a game, but they've lost so much and they haven't won enough where we can't sit here and say, well, it was a rocky start to the Dable era, even though it wasn't. First year was the only good year. But, you know, it's been rocky the last couple of years, but they've learned from the losses as they bag these wins because the wins haven't come. I mean, here we are, 0-2. Does anybody think there'll be anything other than, I don't know, this is maybe being generous, 2-6, something like that? I mean, I don't even think that.
Probably not,
no.
Unfortunately. It would take a lot for that to be the case.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.